Blog Talk Radio.
Fifth Dimensional Living with your host, Diane Bachberger. Diane has been given message from the fifth dimension and higher to bring greater peace and understanding to the lives of others. She lives and experiences these higher dimensions to help our world come into balance and to raise to a higher vibration of love. You can find more information on Diane on Facebook at www.facebook.com/dbachberger1 as she shares great wisdom with the world. Let's welcome your host of Fifth Dimensional Living, Diane Bachberger.
Hello everyone, this is Diane and thank you for listening in on Fifth Dimensional Living. What propels a civilization into the next step? Join me over the next hour or so as I take you into the fifth dimension and beyond. It's all about consciousness right now and going within yourself and looking at what you have to look at to make changes, to expand. This is humanity's task right now to expand and to shift consciousness because it's part of the greater plan that's been set before us. Today is September the 26th, and it's 11:01 a.m. Last week's show was a pretty important show, so if you didn't listen to it, I would suggest you go back to September the 19th, Google Blog Talk, Fifth Dimensional Living, my name Diane Bachberger, and 11 a.m. Thursday, September the 19th, and get that show. Because I talked about many of the things that are actually going on right now. I may add to it a little bit, but, you know, it's all about living in the now, and what is important with truth in the now is what I speak about. And that's living in the moment. It's part of fifth dimensional consciousness. In fifth dimensional consciousness, linear space and time isn't as important. It's the moment that's important. You know, even though we still live in a physical realm and we're here and shifting, we're shifting into another consciousness. And so, you know, that's why I talk about living in the moment and enjoying things in the moment. When you live in the moment, you can't think of things in the past or you don't think about the future. You think about what's right in front of you and the beauty that you're experiencing. If you focus on the past, you know, there is anger and fear and different things that can crop up because you're focusing on things and dreams that didn't work out for you or in your perception. But we create our own reality. And when you focus in the moment, that reality is even more intense. So this is a very intense time. So I want to talk about a few interesting things, about manifesting, for one thing, and possibilities. You know, looking at possibilities and magic of humanity and the true song of humanity. So, you know, lately I've been seeing things that have been being revealed to humanity. And just a couple of days ago, there was an earthquake in Pakistan. And off the coast, as it was happening, there was an island being revealed in the Arabian Ocean. So, you know, usually when things are manifested around us, it means that more things are opening up to us. This full moon that was very illuminating and the equinox that just happened September the 22nd, they're very close to each other, so they're even more intense. The full moon was on, I think, the 19th. Anyway, it opens up things and makes things more illuminating to us. And, you know, when I talk about manifesting, one of the most important things about manifesting is having what you want revealed, see it as already being there, And when you're living in the moment, it allows you to do that, okay? So when you're manifesting, don't think about the past. Don't think about the future. Think about what you want or what unfolds for you right in that moment. And it's about pushing the limits of what you think that you can do. It's seeing beyond, seeing the possibilities. You know, I was just talking about possibilities. It's seeing those possibilities. It's looking within yourself and knowing that it's going to be there for you. Abundance. You know, so it's all about seeing possibilities in that moment. And it's about taking the magic and the dreams and making them a reality. And then setting up, you know, goals. I also want to talk a little bit about fairy realms, because the magic of humanity is manifested within the fairy realm. So, you know, part of what humanity is taking back is their magic. And, you know, the birds, I've talked about birds holding magic for humanity. Well, the fairy realm also holds magic for humanity. You know, it's knowing why you do things. It's looking at why you think certain things. It's about that inner journey. You know, a lot of people do things and they don't know why they're doing it. Somebody will say to them, well, why did you do that? Well, I don't know why I did it. When we unfold into a higher consciousness, we have that knowing. It comes instantly to us because of the connection to Source, but also our connection to our multidimensional higher self. Another thing, do you notice change in your life or do you resist it? You know, living in the moment is all about truth in that moment. And from moment to moment, it changes. So it's very dynamic and very flowing. In third dimensional consciousness, it's more rigid. And people are very resistive to change. So, you know, when you manifest, are you ready for that change? Are you ready for that newness and that magic? It's all about going, like I said, within yourself and looking at things, and, you know, knowing why you're doing it and understanding. So if you're just going along doing things blindly, are you really going to be able to manifest? Last week and the week before, I talked somewhat about the conscious mind, the subconscious mind. Manifesting's all about taking what you have, the magic in the subconscious mind, in that feminine creative energy, and bringing it, you know, into the conscious mind, but also pulling that energy into the root chakra and connecting with the earth, because that is how we manifest here. We're multidimensional, but we're also physical earth beings. You know, that island rising is a sign that part of the subconsciousness is shifting and becoming more conscious. You know, things that are being revealed to us are showing that. So humanity is becoming more conscious and learning about the unknown. And they're going within themselves and seeing that. And then it's being manifested around them. So, you know, that's basically what manifesting is all about. Right now, because 3D has been rigid, paradigms have been rigid within humanity, and it's all about changing those ideas, those fixed ideas that we have within our subconscious. You know, February the 10th was a pivotal day. It was the final beginning of the final cycle of the ninth level of consciousness, when humanity is opening and expanding themselves to this consciousness. So a pretty profound date. You know, the first cycle began apparently 16.4 billion years ago. And, you know, the final cycle happened pretty quickly. And it went to that time in October of 2011 and opened up humanity to a whole other realm and going beyond
what has been known here, and opening us up to manifestation. 2011 was a year of learning about manifestation and opening up those pathways to manifestation. Lately, there's been many more pathways opened and making humanity aware and knowing the unknown. So, whatever you do within yourself, don't look at it as a task or a chore. Look at it as something, a lesson or something positive or something exciting, a journey, that inner journey within you. Tell yourself you're going to be a success at manifesting and doing what you want in life, and you will. Focus on looking at it and focus on your self-concept. You know, it's really important to know ourselves because that is part of the truth that is revealed to us in the moment, is the knowing. So I was getting this vision over the last couple of days, about the 26th, and this day, the 26th, some powerful energy, intense energy is shifting, and it is allowing humanity to manifest and become more adept at it, knowing themselves, going within themselves. And there's going to be, I don't want to use the word battle, but a coming event where what we know and how we balance things is really going to shift. And that's going to happen on Saturday the 28th. It's when the feminine and masculine energy kind of confront each other. So it's going to be a really intense time. You know, in the Jewish calendar, they have these 19-year cycles where they blend the solar and the moon years, and they add dates and they shift things around. 9 is becoming a real big number that I'm seeing a lot lately, 19-9. And, you know, those health cycles of 52 years ended August the 16th to the 17th, 1987. And it was a whole beginning of a whole new cycle, you know, and we're flowing into the age of Aquarius, the golden age of humanity. And March the 25th, 2089 is going to be a very significant date within humanity. That'll be when a lot of massive endings and new beginnings really manifest, but we're leading all up into that. You know, I see a marriage of the masculine and the feminine energy within humanity and the blending of those energies. You know, we've been in polarity, and, you know, the stars have led up, and just a manifestation of what's going on within us. The spirit, soul, and the mind and body of humanity are joining. Marriage, people see marriage as a joining, and to some degree it is. And it's a time, you know, of intensity, but it's a time of not being undaunted, not getting discouraged or disheartened. I noticed a lot of people that I have as friends on Facebook, I was going to say Facebook, maybe that's a better name for it, I don't know, but, Facebook, that are being discouraged in the light work they've been doing. It's important now not to be afraid to continue doing something in that area that you find passion with. And if that includes light work, that's really important that you keep doing it. You know, it's not a time for us to move away from that. And, there may be problems and dangers and things, but those are things that we manifest in our own lives. You know, it's important that we manifest light and focus on the moment, because then, you know, we will manifest those things into our lives. So just letting people know, you know, don't get discouraged. Abundance, picture abundance in your life, and, you know, see yourself as deserving all that life has to offer. It's not something that's selfish or greedy, you know, even though I think a lot of us, or some of us anyway, have been socialized to think it's being selfish and greedy. This is part of the indoctrination of 3D, okay? And it's important that we get this message, this pure message of abundance, and not sabotage ourselves. You know, it's looking at ourselves in a good way. You know, this, what I was talking about on the 28th, this Mars-Saturn-North Node conjunction in Scorpio is serious. It's accumulating the intensity of the past 2 weeks, of which I talked about in last week's show. I don't want to focus on it because, you know, what we manifest and see within ourselves is shown around us. So whatever's happening in the stars is the macrocosm. We are part of that, and they are. It is part of us. Everything is one. You know, there is no me and it. There is just this oneness, and everything is connected. So within humanity, there's a squaring off, and there's going to be tension because of this Venus-Mars conjunction, you know. And it can be good or bad. It's whatever we manifest. You know, humanity has the capability to manifest many, many incredible things. And heaven here, because heaven is here. We just have to see it. You know, there may be violent reactions depending on how humanity takes in this energy. And, you know, there can be a start of wars and different things like that in this time. But it's important that we put out the intentions to have love and things around us that are positive. So that, you know, the masculine and feminine energy blending can be a very positive thing. And it's when the creative energy within us is incredible. So, you know, there could be many, many people doing a lot of creative work and opening up to this creativity this weekend. And a massive spiritual awakening can happen because many people, once they blend that energy and open up the upper heart chakra, then they're expanding. So I want to put out the intention that humanity expand in a positive way and open up to heart consciousness, okay? So I'm just looking at the chat room. Somebody says good morning. Good morning to you. And this is a live show, even though it's archived. And the call-in number is 646-200-4169. And press 1 if you'd like to chat with me. So anyway, I just keep going here. So this is an intention also to take the inner journey. And, you know, I was talking last week about the dark journey that has been going on within humanity and balancing life and death. You know, the show Dexter that was on HBO for about 8 years, well, it's been on for about 7 years, but it went into its eighth season and conclusion. And the show was about a serial killer who went about killing serial killers that were not good people. So his father was a police officer, and he had channeled the energy into having him do something with his energy that was positive, even though it was still kind of not a great thing. He was channeling that energy. But, you know, as the show progressed this season, he was seeing more how he was affected people around him. And the more that knew about his sister had found out what he had been doing, and it affected her life in a severe way, and she ended up, you know, getting killed. So there's always consequences to taking that dark soul journey. And it's important that we look at those things within ourselves that have been dark and look at them and say, hey, you know, this isn't working. This polarity, these extremes, we've learned from them, but we can't continue on this journey because we've already, you know, been there, done that. It's time to move on. And fifth dimensional consciousness allows us to live in a balanced way. You know, you do feel emotions, you do feel anger and things like that, but you live from the state of love within yourself and you manifest those things around you. So as we go into this weekend, you know, that's why I'm talking about the making the intention that humanity take that inner journey and do the work. It can be a very intense time. So, you know, in the show, Dexter, he did make the decision to withdraw, and, you know, he couldn't change the way he was, but he was shifting the way he felt about people, and he cared about people, and he didn't want to affect their lives. So we have to look, how are we affecting people's lives right now? What are we doing to make changes, to make this place a better place? You know, it is heaven here. I talked on the show sometimes about, you know, the frequency of gold. And, you know, how people have felt that intensity of that and then gone out and was seeking gold. But really what we have, the gold is within us. In the solar plexus, this is where the energy from divine source emanates and sustains us. When we see ourselves and manifest that all is well and we live in abundance, you know, no one can affect us, okay? So it's important that humanity see that, go within themselves. You know, we do have emotions. You know, things have been used like gold frequency and blood sacrifices to change reality. But it's because we've put that into our consciousness as part of how we see things in 3D. If we flip the way we see things, you know, I'm talking about the numbers 555, with human consciousness going into God consciousness or heart consciousness or Christ consciousness, people have different names for it. It just means that you're going into expansion and your energy changes. And the way you see things and the way you feel things changes. We're shifting into a reality of our control, of our knowing. And, you know, this illusion around us is part of a consciousness, but we can shift all that. And that's why manifestation within ourselves and learning about our true ability is so important right now. You know, there's places in the world where they've stored things and libraries have been set up because, you know, humanity was worried that they would lose their memory. And when the electromagnetic shield on the Earth shifts sometimes, well, you know, that hasn't happened. You know, in December of 2012, when we were at the galactic core, for 8 minutes, and, you know, some of it happened on the 21st, but then again it happened on the 23rd. A lot of information was given and opened up, and pathways were opened up to humanity. And when we expand ourselves and we are in that consciousness and we trigger something within us that allows us to open up to that consciousness, which most of humanity has experienced, that loss of memory doesn't happen. And many of us put out the intention that humanity would awaken and maintain, you know, and have that knowing. And, you know, we're living in the moment right now. Time and space are just an illusion, you know, in the fallen consciousness. So, you know, in places like Utah, they have records. In Norway, they have seeds. You know, I think in Australia, too, there's a place under the earth where they've recorded things. You know, 75,000 years ago, there was a big shift, and people went within the earth, the true man. Now we're coming into our truth again. So, you know, meditation is really important and keeping the high frequency. And when you live in the moment, manifestation happens much more quickly. I don't know if you've ever, you know, listen to the show, and when Carol and I did the show, we talked about manifesting. We did a special show, I think it was back in March, about manifesting. You know, it's an important time to go within yourself. And so, what can you do to help yourself? Like I said, to live in now time is really important. And, you know, we are manifestors. It is part of us. But in 3D, humanity has been asleep, so they've forgotten that they have this ability. Our whole life is manifestation, though. And it's about being aware of that, you know, being aware of what we think. You know, if we think a lot of really negative thoughts, we will manifest negative thoughts around us. You know, I was talking about at the beginning of the show, are you aware of what you think about? And some people are why you do things. And some people say, yeah, no, I don't know why I'm doing it. It's important to be aware of yourself and your true self and why you're doing things. So we can have beautiful manifestations around us, especially when humanity creates a beautiful, you know, a heart consciousness, manifestation consciousness. So where do you start? How do you manifest things in your life? You know, if you are just blindly going about doing things, do you really know what you want? Are you putting intentions out? Are you feeling abundant? You know, what makes you happy? When you live in the moment and you enjoy what you love in the moment, say you like being out in nature or you like doing sports or you like writing, you get into that flow and you just flow with it and you don't even, you know what you're doing, but it just happens so easily. So when you're living in that flow, that is the time to put out intentions to manifest. So what do you want? What do you want? You know, some people say, well, you shouldn't say the word want, you know. Some people, how do I put this, see themselves with a bunch of things. It's not about material things. It's about flowing things towards you that are needed in the moment, okay? So when you are in that moment, you will have what needs to be flowing towards you. So look at it. You know, maybe you would like to go on a trip that would be important for your consciousness. When you're getting that flow energy, see it, feel it, and then release the energy and see yourself being abundant. And be open to it when the energy flows back to you and happens. They're like the possibilities. See the possibilities. And I was talking about that at the beginning of the show. Look, you know, there are doorways that open up and things flow towards you. Are you aware of them? Are you just hop, skipping, and jumping through life and not being aware? So it's about awareness. So when we go on that inner journey and we get to know ourselves, we are open to that. So also, too, I have to let you know that be careful what you wish for. You might get it. So if it's something you're not prepared to get, be aware that you may get it. And then, you know, if you're not ready for it, it may be difficult for you. Anyway, also, when you're feeling the emotion, who will benefit from these things that are coming towards you? It is only you that may be manifesting, but are you manifesting for other people? Are there other people involved? Is it a collective? The more people that will benefit from it, the better. You know, some people, like myself, want to help as many people as possible to open up to gifts and talents and live in those talents. You know, a lot of people go through life in drudgery and doing things they don't want to do because they think that they need to do them. But, you know, it's important to, if you feel something that is intense for you, like say you're good at painting and it's how you express yourself, but you're not doing it. Part of that creative ability that I was talking about, that you won't be able to manifest because you're not living in your bliss. When you're living in your bliss, you're able to manifest in the moment with great ease, okay? And you're happy. When you're living in happiness, you're going to manifest more happiness and more joy and more wonderful things to yourself. So it's important to look at your gifts. Does this gift make you feel good? That, you know, are you looking at it? Are you doing it? Are you suppressing it? How can you get that into your life? How can you make yourself a master of peace? If you want peace in your life, are you attracting people that aren't creating peace in your life because you're feeling miserable within yourself? And you think, oh, I keep attracting people that create crap in my life. So how can you change that? You can see yourself as living as a master in creating wonder and beauty in your life. And part of creating that wonder and beauty may be helping other people, or it may be creating a beautiful painting, or it may be writing a novel. It could be anything. Could be making a bracelet. It's just expressing yourself. And that's part of, you know, balancing that energy within us too. So, you know, when you balance the masculine, feminine, the light and the dark, and you live in the moment and you live in beauty and joy, you create within yourself, you create that on the outer part of yourself. So I also talked about, you know, seeing yourself as deserving for this. You know, if you see yourself as not deserving anything, will you block that? Will you create doorways that slam? Of course. See yourself as being deserving and having that wish fulfilled. See it as happening, seeing it as actually happening. So how are you going to feel once this wish or this thing that you want materializes? Are you going to feel that joy? Are you feeling that joy in the moment? Picture that emotion, you know? How are you going to be able to know when it's coming to you? Opportunities will open up. Say you want a job and, you know, you'll be led to maybe see an ad in the paper, or somebody will be talking to you on a bus or something and they're saying, oh, you know, these jobs are opening up where I work. And you say, oh, and they'll tell you what it's about, and it's right exactly what you need in the time and the moment. And they say, oh, you know, it's open for a week. You can go and apply for it. And, you know, that person sees your joy and how hard you work. And maybe that's the vice president of the company. You never know. So, you know, opportunities will come in your life. So it's important to feel your power, to feel the magic within you, that you are capable of anything. You know, it's going beyond what you see yourself as. It's projecting power and ability and seeing yourself going beyond boundaries. You know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, it's not about boundaries. It's about going beyond. You know, see yourself as free, happy, and content. See yourself as peaceful and joyful, and embrace those feelings. You know, act as if you, like I said, it's already there, and it will flow towards you. We are in a time right now where we're recreating our creation, and we are creators. We are extensions of that source energy, that creative energy force. Humanity has a lot of creative ability and, you know, building things and creating things. We're recombiners, and, you know, it's amazing what can happen, you know. In a certain consciousness, people put limitations on themselves, but in fifth dimensional consciousness and beyond, there are no limitations. And be grateful. You know, I was on Facebook today, and I was talking about magic and manifesting and different things. And, you know, people were saying things, and I said, thank you, you know, for what you've expressed. Be grateful for things you have. You know, I've heard people say, you know, they didn't have much, but then they see people around them that, you know, have a leg missing or something, and they're like, ooh, you know, like, it helps them see that maybe I shouldn't be whining and complaining. So if you focus on things like criticizing people, are you really seeing things within yourself that
you need to change. So it's important, you know, to look at those negative emotions and not be critical of yourself. You know, some people are very critical, but then they criticize themselves for being critical. I see it as kind of a fun thing. You know, to me it seems kind of amusing, but not in a derogatory sort of way. But if you can see yourself, kind of move out of yourself a little bit and see what you're doing, and then you say, hey, you know, I have done this. You know, we have all done it. And, you know, the more I notice this too, that, you know, say you have an injury and you complain and, oh, my foot hurts and this hurts and that hurts, you're going to actually feel more pain. So you're manifesting more pain. So you don't want to do that, okay? So you want to create things that are positive, attract positive things in your life. Within yourself, you see yourself as positive, abundant, wonderful, peaceful, loving, and grateful for everything that comes your way. You get more of what you're grateful for. If you're not grateful for things, sometimes there's a door shut. So being grateful for things is really important part of manifesting. So whatever you manifest that comes to you, be very grateful for it. And then, aha, very abundant, very grateful. Let's have more of this. You know, I was talking about letting go of doubt. It's okay to be doubtful. It's the way that humanity in 3D has thought. You know, and I've been talking a lot about looking within ourselves and seeing what didn't work. The ego, you know, to protect us from things. At least it thought it was protecting us from things, got us worried and fearful and doubtful. You know, you don't know what's around that corner. Maybe I shouldn't go around that corner. Something might get me. That's a type of consciousness. So let go of that doubt. It's okay. You know, it's served your purpose. You've learned from it. And you know, respect it and give it a nice big kiss. Goodbye. You know, it's time to go. You haven't worked for me. I want peace and love in my life. I want to attract beautiful things that keep my life on track. But another thing that you'll notice too, when you live in this consciousness, things happen very quickly. So be prepared to have things happen very quickly. You might be negative and whining and complaining one day, and then you say, hey, you know, I've let that go. My pain body disappears. It's gone. And be prepared to have a lot of things shift in your lives. You know, I can't think of his name right now, but people, they've talked about speaking with God. They were living on the street, and then a few days later, they shifted the way they saw things. And things changed overnight for them. So it can happen. So it's not about complaining what's not working. See yourself as it working. Don't see yourself as a victim. See yourself as someone that everybody cares about and thinks that they're wonderful. I hear so many people talking about, you know, this person thinks that thing about me and that person thinks this thing about me. But, you know, people are a little bit self-centered. They're not thinking about what you are all the time. they're thinking about themselves. So, you know, see, but it's also what you project around your environment too. If you see yourself as confident, peaceful, and a certain way, then you're going to project that and people will see you as that way. Meditation, like I said before, is really important to get yourself in the higher frequency. And, you know, meditate in the moment. Don't think about, oh, what I did this and this yesterday and it's going to affect me tomorrow. And I'm, you know, it's all about seeing the beauty in the moment. So, you know, meditate and look at yourself within yourself and see yourself as having achieved your dreams. You know, it's all about looking at your dreams, your goals and your desires and feeling them, getting the feeling and get familiar with them. It's all about practice. You know, you're getting those wonderful feelings within yourself and you're embracing them. And, you know, don't put a deadline on your dreams. Don't, you know, like people put this thing where they do the 5-year plan. Well, that's fine.
And they go, well, I'm going to do this, and I'm going to get this and this and this done by this time. You can put in your mind, I'd like this to happen within this period of time, but let it go. But people focus on that. Oh, I've got to get this done. It's going to happen by this time, and it hasn't happened yet. And, you know, they get themselves, there's so many, it's called verbal diarrhea in your head. And it's like, you know, having a bunch of crap in there. And I'm talking, you know, not literally, but figuratively, you're going to attract more crap. So you don't want to have, you know, that rumination in your head. So if you are getting those thoughts, write them out. Say, oh, I'm thinking that I won't be able to get this by this and this and this time. But, you know, write it out on a piece of paper and then say to yourself, I'm thinking this way, but I'm changing in the way I think. And then you'll notice that you'll catch yourself saying this. And then eventually it will all be positive flowing thoughts in your mind all the time. A lot of people in fifth dimensional consciousness notice, they say that they don't think. You don't have any thoughts in your head. You just have thoughts when you want to have them. I know that sounds strange. And people say, you know, I'm mindless. And, you know, when people talk about meditating and getting into mindlessness, it's about not thinking. You know, 3D mindset is about thinking and logic and all that sort of stuff. Well, in fifth dimensional consciousness, it's about flow. It's about the heart connecting with the brain and connecting to source and having faith that things will come to you. And when you need to know information, it comes to you in that moment. And I talk about it a lot on the show. So, you know, a lot of people meditate about what they want to create within their lives in the morning before they wake up, quite wake up. I do it every morning. It's the time between sleep and waking up. It's sort of like that twilight time that I've talked about on the show. And this is the magic time. This is the time where manifestation happens. Unknown information comes to you. And some people do it before they go to bed. And I meditate to express gratitude for all the things that happen during the day at nighttime. And, you know, for the things that will unfold for me. And, you know, I let my energy flow, open up the chakras and allow them to flow, see myself as connected to God and to the earth, and having myself in abundance and being open to things flowing towards me. So, you know, it's important to express that gratitude before and when you get it, you know, to feel it when you're manifesting. So I hope that helps people with manifesting a bit. I didn't go into rigid things about manifesting. It's all about flow and fifth dimensional consciousness. You know, I talked about the fairy realms too. You know, the fairy energy is important energy right now for humanity. During, you know, when things happen to me, you know, in fifth dimensional consciousness, when we see numbers or animals in our lives, they're giving us messages, right? Well, I was out in my backyard, and it was coming into my house, and I was talking to somebody on the phone, and I saw two fairies fly in my house. And, you know, that doesn't happen very often, but, you know, I see smaller fairies around me, and they twinkle around me because they just love the energy that emanates from myself. You know, out in nature and in my garden, things grow like crazy, and people always say to me, well, you know, how come your tree is bigger than my tree and your plants look better than my plants? I have a lot of abundance within me to create, you know, plant life and growth and things like that. And it's partly because of the fairy energy within myself, and I manifest it on the outside of myself. You know, we create energy within us, and it's manifested on the outside of us. So, you know, the fairy realms are part of me. So I just want to let people know that we can create our own reality in that way. We're multidimensional, so we can see it here. You know, some of us are open to that, so we can have that here. And it's just all about extending that matrix. You know, energy unfolds to us. You know, I was talking about that island off the coast of Pakistan that just suddenly appeared. Well, isn't that magic? maybe something happened within a group of people to have something revealed to them, and it was just manifested in that island. Well, me seeing those fairies, they were large fairies too. I've never quite seen them that big. So I was thinking to myself, okay, there's the manifesting magic within my life is expanding, because, you know, that's what I was seeing on the outside of myself, but really within me. You know, people have been confused about life, and, you know, they see themselves as shifting, and it can be confusing at times. And, you know, using the fairies as totems, you know, besides using animals as totems, you can use the fairies as totems. And they want to help humanity. So this is a really, really profound statement that I've made, you know, seeing that part of yourself within yourself that's beautiful and magical is really important for humanity right now, balancing that energy. And I've done that, so I am manifesting that energy. So, you know, some people may think, you know, listening to this, it sounds kind of nutty or whatever, but it is a reflection of what's going on within humanity right now. So it's the people that have shut down these walls. Maybe you're listening. Maybe you've shut that childhood part of yourself, that fantasy part of yourself. It was really part of the creative ability within Source that is, you know, manifesting within you. Maybe you shut that down. But you are the people that are being led to listen to this show to open that part of yourself up again, that magical part of yourself, and seeing yourself as magical. You know, and what I was talking about, manifestation. See yourself as capable, wonderful, having that abundance and that ability. So take on the fairy. You know, some people may now, when they open themselves up to that, may see sparkles around them of light. That is the sparkles within yourself and the sparkles of the fairy realm. So are you giving yourself credit about that magical part of yourself? You know, people look and say, ooh, I'm this and this and this, and I don't like that about myself. But are you saying, giving yourself credit for being a magical light being? That's who we are. Do you see yourself as that? Treasure people. Treasure yourself. You know, I was talking last week about forgiving yourself for all the things that you thought that you did that were wrong. You know, it's just it's an illusion you've created anyway, but look at it and say, hey, I'm going to release all that, and I'm got this light in my life. And then, you know what? You're going to take in more light. You're going to go into higher frequency. You're going to see wonderful things around you and create wonderful things around you. You know, I was reading a few days ago about this lady who does fairy magic, and she has a license plate or a bumper sticker that said, have a fairy nice day. You know, I thought that was kind of cute. So, are you wondering about the fairy realm? Do you want to talk about it? Have you been hiding that aspect of yourself? You know, some people now that are here are earth angels, but there's also people that have the fairy magic, okay? And, you know, what is the fairy way? It's living in honesty, beauty, compassion, respect for nature, cooperation, co-creation. We're creative beings. You know, the creative arts and music. So, you know, painting, music, creating, all these things are within the realm of the fairy magic. You know, the divine source energy released part of that energy, which became the fairy realm. But all of us have that within ourselves, the beauty. We're born that way. But in 3D consciousness and, you know, with the mind separated from the heart, it's created, you know, the polaric fear and negativity instead of the love and beauty and creation. You know, creation at one time was associated with addictive sort of things, you know. Now that collective is kind of falling by the wayside, and it's the beauty and love creation that's stepping forward. So it's all about nurturing nature and nurturing ourselves. So I align myself with nature and live in harmony with plants and animals. And, you know, if you do that, if you're out walking in nature and you're holding trees and sometimes hugging trees, some people do it, and you're tending plants or you're looking after animals, you're actually living in the fairy way. That is living in the fairy way. So you may not even know that you're doing it. And, you know, seeing the earth as being a being also. You know, I was talking about how people go out and look for gold, but the gold is really within us. This is part of the fairy magic too. You know, my son was talking with me the other day about wanting to compost and create, you know, stuff for the garden. And I thought, wow, you know, this is pretty amazing. And it's important to create things like that around you, you know. So if you want to set up a worm bin or a compost heap or tend your own garden or give it away to your friends and garden for your friends, like I have a lot of tomatoes back there. My other son was saying to me, Mom, you have so many tomatoes back there. The plants are falling over. You know, compared to a lot of people's tomatoes, I do have a lot of tomatoes. So, you know, it's all about being grateful and then giving to other people. I buy from an organic farmer and I organically garden myself, and I see that my kids are getting interested in that and doing that. But when you organically farm, it heals the soil, it helps the bees, the butterflies, the birds, the frogs, turtles, you know, and it's all things that are totems on the outside of us that show how we are in the inside. So if you care for yourself inside, you're going to want to care for things around you. And so buying organically is important right now too, okay? That is part of fairy magic too. And not, you know, abusing the planet. And recycling is really important. And buying biodegradable things to clean with. Live in compassion. Live in harmony with the earth. And, you know, some people want to become vegetarians or live vegan or raw food lifestyle. You know, just don't do it too quickly, you know, unless you're going into fifth dimensional consciousness, then you'll be able to do it a little more quickly than most people. But you can go through a healing crisis if you do it too quickly. But also, you know, bless, if you're going to partake of eating animals and stuff like that, that is fine. Just show compassion, bless the food before you eat it. You know, it's all about not eating animals that have been farmed in a factory in those terrible conditions, because, you know, if you eat the meat, it has the distress of the animal, and it destroys the animal's being. You know, we want to, if you're going to utilize the animal, use the animal that has been treated properly, okay? And also compassion for fellow humans. Don't look at people and be critical of them. Look at them from the aspect of they're going through their own life experience. And, you know, don't condone war. You know, put peace. Live a peaceful life. The more peace we live and the more we extend that around us, other people say, hey, we don't want that either. And don't exploit people. Take advantage of people and use them for sweat lodge, you know, workers and that sort of thing. Everybody has the right to be respected. You know, a lot of these farm workers are exposed to pesticides and, you know, terrible work conditions, and I wouldn't do that to my worst enemy, which I don't see myself as against anyone, you know, but I'm just using it as an expression. So see yourself, you know, do to others, like in the Bible says, do to others what you would have others do unto you, okay? Support the organic farmer. Children, you know, it's okay to give them sweets, but don't give them money to get rid of them and have them buying candy and living off candy. I see so many people doing that. Good thing. And it's okay to say no to your kids. Now, I said no to my kids a lot, and they didn't like it, but I had them come to me later and say, thank you for doing that for me, you know. And so it's okay to say to somebody, hey, you know, I don't want that. It doesn't help the planet, and I'm not, that's not part of who I am. It's important to get educated about things and what's going on in the planet, too. So we want to create magic here. We want to create compassion for the earth. And it's not about strip mining and, you know, having more of things. It's about, you know, recycling and creating beauty around us. So, you know, I had a car, and I gave up my car because I didn't want to be part of the, what's polluting. I do take buses and things like that. Try to, you know, minimize what we have around us. And, you know, I don't put any toxins on my lawn or do anything like that, and yet I have one of the best lawns around without doing that. So it's all about manifesting beauty within yourself and having, you know, it on the outside of ourselves. And, you know, part of fairy magic is creating beauty and, you know, dancing and enjoying yourself, having parties. It's okay to do that. It's okay to, and you know, picking up trash. You know, I see and I walk along. If I see something, I just grab it and put it in a bag and throw it in the garbage. I don't buy bottled water. I have artesian well water for one thing. But it's create beauty around you, okay? And if you want, draw, sing, play an instrument. I try to encourage the arts with my children. You know, my neighbors have a lot of parties, and they invite a lot of young people over, and then I go, and then, you know, my kids have had parties here. It's healing, about the healing energy. You know, when people talk about healing, the fairy magic is about healing energy, too. And I do healing energy of the earth, of the cosmos, of the planet. You know, I work with all aspects and ecosystems and with water energy and solar energy, all sorts of things. Flower remedies are amazing. Homeopathy is amazing. You know, I was watching this show on television the other day. They were saying, geez, there's so many illnesses out there that are bacterial stuff that's resistant to antibiotics. Well, what can we do to not use antibiotics unless you absolutely have to? You know, so many people say, oh, it's the easy way. What can we do within ourselves to eat properly and keep our life force up? When we release a lot of that kind of toxic energy within us, we don't become sick. It helps with the vitality. You know, some people do Reiki. They do healing work. This is just an extension of that fairy energy. You know, heal. When you heal within yourself, you can heal and manifest healing around yourself with other people. You know, I have friends that, like Dan Dacus, that uses aromatherapy and uses purple plants to heal. And, you know, he has this mosquito spray that people have been using. And it works better than, you know, the stuff, the toxic stuff you buy in the store. So spirit plant medicine, you know, in the Aboriginal way, you know, they're utilizing that energy, that magic fairy energy. You know, fairies live in an abundant universe. They know that. Fairy magic sees abundance and ability to manifest. So the fairy teaches us to manifest our dreams in daily life. And, you know, the law of attraction is the core of all magic. So, you know, what we have within us and what we put out is what we have come back to us. So focus your thoughts. Create your reality within you. Create the reality you want. Be the change that you want around, you know, yourself. The fairies know this to their very core. We humans, you know, have to repeat it to ourselves sometimes because we have been sleeping. You know, some people do rituals and do symbols to get the subconscious mind to cooperate with our conscious wishes. You know, right now we're opening up the subconscious mind to more knowing. What is unknown to us is being revealed to us. So there's something in ourselves that we're opening up. And that, you know, island is a part of that. It's manifesting something that was hidden that is coming out. You know, everything in nature is magic. It's part of the creation. Anything created by source and that energy, even though, you know, 3D is an extension of that energy, it is an expression of that life force and the creative energy of source and of the universe. And, you know, we're part of that. We belong with it. We're part of that field of oneness. You know, people talk about oneness. That is what it is. You know, we can shape our world in any way we want, especially if we put within ourselves that we want paradise. When we focus on wars and stuff like that, we create more of that. We focus on paradise, we create more of that. So, you know, fairy magic is really important to humanity right now, especially this weekend. You know, Celtic magic tradition has been passed down to us from the ancient fairy lore. This is the main, you know, humanity lived in tandem with the fairy realm at one time. But in the fallen consciousness and going at a lower vibration, it's taken us away from that. You know, that's why some people do see fairies and they do see angels, because their vibration is higher and they've opened up and expanded their energy and their chakras. So it's important that we see this fairy realm. We open it up within ourselves, and they want to help. It's important to live in cooperation, to live in, balance or flow with the fairy realm. So when you live in flow with the fairy realm and you're collectively manifesting with the fairy realm, it's a beautiful world. And, you know, we really are beautiful beings, so we manifest beauty around us. And we don't, when we don't have that conflict within us, that polaric conflict of 3D, we automatically go within and balance energy and open up that heart chakra and see things in a different way. You know, I see so many people writing me and saying, you know, I'm seeing this, but I see people around me getting angry. Well, it's because your energy is shifting and they don't understand it. But also, you still have a bit of yourself that you're hanging on to. And see yourself as flow. And the people around you will flow with you. And they can go into that too. You know, the fairies speak in truth. Right now, humanity is looking within and seeing the truth. You know, last week I was talking about, you know, how the unknown truth was not being shown. But when we look at our true self within ourselves and see that, then the truth is revealed to us. You know, abundance, you see something, you release it, you see it within yourself, it comes back, you get more of it. So you see yourself as perfect and part of that source energy. We reflect perfection. You know, humanity was a reflection of some energy, and they saw themselves as disconnected from that energy and having to use, you know, churches and priests and ministers to connect with that energy. We really can connect to that energy. We are part of that energy. And, you know, having fairy as your totem, you see that perfection. You know, even with those toxins being dumped in the river and the air and that, when we all go into fifth dimensional consciousness, we can shift things very quickly, so we can change all that very quickly. So the sooner that humanity shifts that energy, the sooner we can really shift and show that reflection, and get rid of the toxins within ourselves, we can manifest it around us. So it's all about nature, it's all about love, it's about things that are around us. You know, when you change and shift that energy within you, animals come up to you and they're not harmful. They just look at you and wonder, and they love your energy. You know, people say to me, well, why did that fox come up at you and look at you? I say, it's looking at my energy, and I created that beauty and that energy around me. So walk that fairy energy every day.
make a disconcerted effort when you wake up in the morning. Say, I will live in love and beauty and create beauty around me. And you will manifest that energy around you, okay? Just going to see if anybody has anything in the chat. The number, again, is 646-200-4169. I'm going a little bit over time, but if anybody would like to call in, please press 1 if you'd like to talk to me at all, okay? So it's living in this. It's just a different type of consciousness. It's living in expanded consciousness. It's all good. It's where humanity is headed. You know, we were talking about that, you know, Mars and Venus energy that's coming this weekend. And the balance, we can balance that energy. I put the intention out that humanity will balance that energy. And, you know, it could go the other way if we focus on that, but I know that humanity can focus on being creative and creating that beauty and spiritually awakening. So there's a spiritual awakening for humanity that's happening. And, you know, I talked about revolution and revelation. This is a time where humanity has gone back, looked at what hasn't worked for them, and is seeing themselves in a different light and saying, hey, why did we do things this way? Why were we letting this happen? It was just because, you know, we weren't looking at ourselves within and we're just letting things slide. But now, you know, it's a time that we are looking within ourselves. There's a lot of T-squares and grand crosses happening, but they're just reflections of what's going on and the intensity within ourselves. This Venus-Saturn North Node conjunction with Scorpio is a serious thing. There's consequences. And it's a really important manifestation time right now. So there's been an intense past 2 weeks, and I've talked about it on the last two shows that I've done. On the, I'm just trying to think now, the 12th and the 19th, and today's the 26th. And this on the 28th, this Mars squaring Venus, tension released. There's going to be a lot of energy released. So, you know, there could be some volcanic activity. There could be a lot of things going on. It's important for us to see that creative beauty within ourselves and have understanding and say, hey, it's okay to change what I have within myself. It's okay to expand my energy. It's okay to feel beauty and love. We can go beyond that. You know, we can go beyond this, what has been happening on the earth here. Those paradigms that have controlled humanity, we're shifting them right now. You know, what happens on the inside of us happens on the outside of us. You know, that's why I've been talking about this fairy magic. You know, it's fairy magic is an important part of humanity. I'm seeing it around myself, so I know that it's a really important thing for humanity right now. Another thing that I saw recently was rotten fruit, okay? And fruit is the manifestation of abundance around us, and it symbolizes immortality and delight of love. So seeds stand for the beginning of all things, and so we can take the fruits and we can take the seeds and let the circulation and the expansion happen. But, you know, humanity can also not pay attention to that. You know, manifestation is also being aware. So, you know, if you're not aware, how can you manifest, okay? So, fruit. See or pick it. It's important that you pick it and reap the benefits of picking right now. You know, I was talking about the Mars and Venus thing. It, you know, can be joining of love relationships or breaking up of relationships, but it also can symbolize the fruit of a love relationship. So be aware of fruit in a dream. It can be, its fruit symbolizes, according to what I'm reading right here, the unaware development of the eternal self, or the internal self. So,
if you're seeing fruit in a dream, it's telling you that you have to go within and look at what you're unaware of and see it and become familiar with it. And if it's something that you don't want to have within you, like karmic stuff, you can release it. You know, we're having more lucid dreams right now. You can do what you want in dreams if you want to do it. You can use fruit very creatively. You can put it in a bowl, you know, and create a painting. You know, someone I know has been doing this. It says, dream about collecting of seasonal fruit is interpreted as a token by personal luck and satisfaction. Ripe fruit is also associated with accumulation of wealth and with plans to financial security in later life. If one has picked the fruit in a dream, a trip can be to save for less luxurious times. So sometimes if you're dreaming about fruit, it means that you're going to accumulate something, that you're seeing this. It could be a prophetic dream. If the fruit with the picking still ripe but on the ground had already decayed, one is maybe procured that the enterprise will not be successful. So if you're having a dream that, you know, say you're running a business or something and you see the fruit rotting, it may be giving you a warning message that there's something that you have to look at, okay? The fruits which lie in a bowl or a plate are future material wealth point. So if you're seeing fruit in a bowl in your dream, it may mean that you're going to be coming into some money. So, or it can be, if it's far away from you, it could be something that is out of reach for you right now. So the dream of unusual fruits can reveal the longing for additional spice in the life. So, if you're dreaming about fruit, you may be... there may be a part of yourself that you're not revealing. And, you know, the fairy aspect of humanity, they've gone away from that. So that may symbolize that in your life. A ripe, juicy fruit can symbolize good health. So if you're biting into a nice, big, juicy apple or something that's nice and juicy and ripe, that could be that, you know, good things are going to come your way and you're going to have plentitude and beautiful life. So the fruit of life and the abundance in life are all things that intermingle. Now, I wasn't really associating that with manifestation and abundance, but fruit is what the accumulation of, you know, the seed growing, the plant growing, and the fruit is what happens. So when we go through, you know, the manifestation process, the fruit is when what we've manifested comes to us, and we're grateful for it, and we take it and eat it. Just do that. Don't look at it and say, oh, what am I going to do with this? Be ready for it. Be ready to eat it, to take it in. So also rotting fruits can deal with the end of a chapter in life. So if you're seeing rotting fruit around you, it could mean that something big is going to happen in your life. There may be a lot of changes with a lot of people this weekend, so don't be surprised if fruit has gone rotten really fast somewhere, okay? Because it's showing that to me. Fruits with many seeds stand for fertility and new life. Maybe having a dream about fruit and having a lot of seeds on it, eating the seeds, means that you may be fertile and may be pregnant and something's going to be happening very soon in your lives, okay? It says here, according to the opinion of old Egyptian dream researchers, it's pleasant meetings in view if one offers fruit. So if you're offering people fruit in a dream, you're opening yourself up to people and good things. As spiritual level, fruits stand in dream for creativity. I posted this on the chat room line, so the link there. Let me just see what it was again. It's http://www.dreamation.com/docs/1785.htm. So you may be interested in that. Fruit may be a new plans for people, good luck, wealth. And it says here in the Arab way, rots means, in any case, commodities and frustration. Sour, one's bad chances or problems. see hanging on trees. Forthcoming discussion will run positively. Of a tree, shake your premature actions and will bring you damage. So if you're seeing a tree shake and the fruit falling off, the fruit's falling off too early. Sow or plant mean good trends of affairs if you're planting seeds. So the Persian, dreaming one, he picks fruits of trees he will gain or win of mighty men according to the growth of trees. So you will win the respect of people. Sitting under a tree and collects fruits, he will come into money without work and trouble. So, you know, you hear a Buddha sitting under a tree. Buddha was getting that energy. And I was, you know, seeing things about the root of man and the blood in man. When you look at the circulatory system as separated from the human body, it looks like a tree, okay? You have the aorta, and you have the roots, and then you have the branches. So someone's sitting on a tree collects fruits. It may not be the fruit of the tree. It may be the fruit of knowledge or the opening up yourself into that knowledge, you know. So a lot of people use the energy of trees, and trees produce fruit and, you know, nuts and things like that, which are considered fruit. So if you see yourself dreaming of sitting under a tree, money will come to you. And it goes on about different types of trees. All fruits of trees, which are from yellow color, announces because of the color illness, including lemons. So then these indicate the births of children and joy, and her color has no bad pre-mating. So lemons actually mean childbirth, but any other yellow fruit could mean illness. So if you're seeing that, fruits of trees which are sour prophesize misery and worries. So as long as you're living in fairy magic, though, and you're positive and you're seeing and creating that magic within you of being who you really are, you won't have one like that. Lemons seem to be very, very good. But they said if you eat them, it indicates because of color at a serious and heavy illness. So if you're just seeing lemons, it's good. But if you're eating them, it's something else. Dreaming, he picks fruit in autumn, indicates him worries. When the fruit trees concerns with an ounce wealth, these promise more continual, more considerable, whose fruits keep themselves long. I had a dream about grape arbor with grapes on them, and it means that more abundance is coming into my life. It's saying here that the dark bunch of grapes prophesies at the moment of vintage, distress, and plague. So if you're picking them, it means that there's things that are going to be bothering you. Looking somebody, it says grapes beyond the time of vintage, it shows profit, and, you know, so if you're seeing the grapes being mashed up, it says here too that if you're picking from the vine at the right time, you will become well-to-do if you see that. So there's a lot of different symbolisms for plants and fruits. And I'm seeing that, so, and the, you know, the fairy realm magic and stuff like that. So it's pretty interesting when you get into it all. I'm trying to see where I guess the fruits. I'm trying to find that again. Okay, here we go. My computer is doing some weird things. I was talking about different cycles, and we went through this ninth cycle, and we're into the creative cycle from the origins of the beginning. So the fruit right now has been sown, and this fairy realm is really important energy right now. So what have you been doing right now to help yourself in becoming a master of manifestation? Are you creating that beauty within yourself and seeing yourself as abundant? Are you seeing yourself as a creator being, a being of light that can create abundance around themselves?
what are you doing to help yourself? You know, the electromagnetic shield of the Earth over the past week, I'm just trying to remember when it happened, a few days ago, it was going through a big change on the 20th. And, you know, some birds were confused. But, you know, this, when the electromagnetic shield shifts, we open new pathways and we're given new information. And humanity is becoming more connected. So even though it seems like pretty intense and it can cause some havoc, it's, you know, something that humanity is learning from. So keep up and don't give up, okay? So many people have been seeing themselves as, you know, toxic. And maybe there are some things that we've had in ourselves that was toxic within us, but we've gone beyond that, okay? And, you know, the angelic beings and the fairy beings are here to help us. And, you know, you've heard of stories about the fallen angels and different things like that. There's different aspects of different things. And the thing is not to focus on that. Focus on the positive part of the aspect of ourselves. And, you know, this Sun-Uranus-Pluto T-square that's happening, you know, right now is opening us up to living in truth. So the T-square with the Sun, with Uranus and Pluto, takes us up until October the 8th. And you know, we're going to see enormous amount of energy and being released and great potential for humanity, tackling tasks and challenges beyond our capabilities. That magic, that fairy magic is hitting us. Cast your mind back to July when we went back and we looked at things that weren't working for us. And now we're surging ahead and we're actually recreating what's going on here. And it's our legacy. We are light beings. We are magical beings. And it's testing the cosmos right now. And it's a part of ourselves, and this transformation is really important. It's all about looking within ourselves and seeing this energy, though, okay? I was trying to end the show, but somehow it won't let me end the show, so I'm going to keep talking. And I guess it has to do with the accumulation and the convergence of cycles that have happened. And, you know, humanity has chosen to take the two realities, the fifth dimensional reality and the third dimensional reality, and ride with them right now. And that's what, you know, it's going to create less of an intense magic happening too quickly so humanity can adapt to it. And, you know, we just got to keep on knowing that we do have that magic within ourselves. So, you know, I want to end the show, but I can't seem to end it. So I'm going to say goodbye for now and take care, everyone. And I will meet you back this week on Fifth Dimensional Living next Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, okay? Take care. Much love. Bye-bye.